You can start here at the waterfall, which is this gorgeous 350-foot waterfall cascading over this mossy limestone cliff, and then hike into the natural area.
Brad Krebs is gazing up at Tank Hollow Falls in the town of Cleveland, Virginia, already envisioning the new hiking trails, which will knit the mountain ridges above into a natural sanctuary for wildlife and people.
It's beautiful, isn't it? And it's just a secret, you know. It's just one of the many little secret treasures, you know, you find in Southwest Virginia.
Krebs is Clinch Valley Program Director of the Nature Conservancy. He's working with other nonprofits and communities to leverage the region's indigenous assets into a new engine for economic growth, something to help replace the declining coal sector and shuttered factories with new industries which are impossible to export.
Southwest Virginia was barely on the radar screen in tourism. We're now, in some cases, leading the state in terms of percentage of increase in visitors, increases in local tax dollars, meals and foods tax.
Jim Baldwin is executive director of the Cumberland Plateau Planning District.
There are numbers that just came out last month that the number of 25 to 40-year-olds is growing in our region. That's a first for a long time.
Baldwin's referring to an economic development report authored by a group called Friends of Southwest Virginia. Based on state, tax, and census data, it cites a steep rise in the percentage of economic growth from local natural and cultural resources.
I think a lot of it has to do with the idea that we're creating economic opportunity while valuing and wanting to protect the assets we have.
According to the report, a 40-year decline in old industries is giving way to a creative economy based on what it calls the region's authentic, distinctive, and alive assets, including natural beauty and outdoor recreation, traditional arts, crafts, and music.
So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night.
The mountains of southwestern Virginia, which divide this region physically and also civically at times, are becoming a unifying front for communities working together to bring new industries based on tourism. There's regional cooperation on the Clinch River Initiative, another called Appalachian Spring, both following the lead of one called the Crooked Road, which highlights the long tradition of mountain music here.
If you want to explain it, like the big bang for that music was the release of O Brother, Where Art Thou? And it completely captured the hearts and ears of young people.
Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go.
There's something really authentic and distinct about Southwest Virginia.
Again, the Nature Conservancy's Brad Krebs.
So yeah, we have a great chance. You know, we're at the front end and we can learn from all these other examples.
And if it's often been the case that preserving nature and economic development have been at odds, maybe this time, in this place, it will be different. I'm Robbie Harris.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life.